Hey, it's Carrie and Tommy here. Just before we head into our podcast, we wanted to talk to you, our international listeners, and specifically our UK listeners. Hit us up on the socials. We're going to be in your hood. Get in touch. Let us know where we should go, what we should do, should we come visit you?
That is a lot of questions. At Carrie Tommy Show is the place to do that. So, like we said, hit us up. But right now, that's enough from us. So here's more us. Your whip about to get rockin', your smile about to be poppin'. Lit times for your drive, no maybes, just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off. Carrie and Tommy are about to kick off another great show. Listen live on the radio or anytime on their new home, the Listener app. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Thursday afternoon, but no Bickmore today.
As Graham the rapper said in that intro, Carrie and Tommy are about to go off. Carrie has gone off.
there's a lot of build-up for Carrie. I'll need to go, who's not here?
Yeah,
pre-recorded. We're so sorry.
Hey, Carrie, say hey.
Hi.
But the great man was McGregor is here. Good McGregor. Because I sometimes call you, less to your face, but more behind your back, I sometimes call you the Ginger Prince of comedy. Did you go to call yourself that then?
Prince was not coming. I just thought it'd be, I just thought how similar Carrie and I are. I often fill in for her on the project and no one knows.
Hey, thanks for filling in. It's so nice to see your face. Did you think the pre-show shower ritual, because I never know, because often we're such a tight-knit team here, that often the things that we do as a team before the show, it's just so embedded that we don't know if it's appropriate or not. Did you think the showering together before the show was okay?
I it was fine. It was just weird doing it fully clothed.
Yeah.
You know, showbiz is
I'm here to back.
I just want to be part of the team, you know.
Of showbiz and showbiz rewards, I was amazed to see that you've had a statue erected of your fine self.
I've got a lot of fans in Rome, and hundreds of years ago they built a statue of me.
Yeah. I've got so many questions about this statue. It's the first time I've seen it, and I'm going to ask all these questions next. It's
Carrie and Tommy with Luke McGregor.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, but no Bickers today. Luke McGregor is filling in for us.
The fantastic Luke McGregor is here. And I mentioned just before that song, I did not know you had a statue of you.
No, I didn't know either until someone who was in Rome sent it to my management and said, can you please pass this on to Luke? There's a statue of him in Rome. And I'm like, great.
Great. So what is it? I've seen a picture, which is up on your Instagram, of a side-by-side and with you and this obviously ancient Roman statue.
My fear is that I posted before I knew who it was, and I'm worried this person's like maybe killed a bunch of people or loved kicking dogs in Rome, and they put a statue of him up to say, this guy will kick your dog. So I'm curious to know who it is.
Do you know what I'm very interested in? It looks remarkably like you.
It does, yeah.
And when I look at you, I think ancient Roman.
Yeah,
I didn't think there would be a lot of your head.
I do wear towels a lot though.
Togas,
because you don't have to iron them. You know, it's just handy.
So has anyone commented and said, "Oh, it's just a bust of a statue," and it's silent? Has anyone commented for people who might not have seen your face? Have you been given other lookalikes before? What famous people do they say?
I mean, any redhead. Yes.
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, Ron Weasley.
Yes. Which again, these are not people that you think, yeah, ancient Rome.
No.
They weren't in Gladiator.
No. And I don't know if the guy had red hair. I'm going to assume he did. It does look similar.
What do you reckon the features are that are classic McGregor?
Strong masculine chin. just a vibe of confidence.
I get a lot of lookalikes, but they're all anyone that looks vaguely ethnic with a big nose.
Right.
Is me. And so you get anyone that has red hair.
Anyone who's a ginger, basically. Anyone who looks like they sunburn easily is me.
Which is also what I was thinking about ancient Rome. I don't reckon it would have been a kind time for your people.
Well, they wouldn't have had as many holes in the ozone back then, would they?
No, but when I've seen the Colosseum and there weren't a lot of umbrellas.
That's true. And I would have worn armour that was shady. So it would have protected my body from both the sun and the swords.
The first man with an armor top hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like one of those back flaps as well.
What's that? That's my Legionnaire's armor. Are you still rocking around with a shade umbrella?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When Luke and I used to live together, Luke is still to this day the only person that I know who would buy a specialty shade umbrella, which cost about $100, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. And I saw a lady with one the other day. She had an umbrella.
Are you husband and wife now?
We are, yes, sir. But it had holes in it.
Oh, she wanted that speckle tan.
So it was a holes in it. I'm like, that's not going to work. Yeah. And if you're listening, I'm sorry constantly. For shouting at you.
But you are the most interesting composite of someone who is both very cautious, but then throws caution to the wind completely. So you'll spend $100 on a shade umbrella, and then you kept getting too pissed and losing it on public transport.
That's true. Some people sort of, balance it out. I like to live in the extremes.
So do we want to know who this person is?
I do. I'm also curious whether if it is someone horrible, should I take it down or pretend it never happened? Or
You can see the picture. It's on Luke's socials on Instagram. I believe it has also gone up on Carrie and Tommy's socials. So if you want to check the Instagram post, and then we need to hear from you. And if you're thinking we could just Google it, I don't know where we would start.
I tried to do an image search and nothing came up. So if you're listening and you're in Rome right now, we'd love to hear from you.
You know what's bad about that? If nothing came up, it could be, you know how they like knock down the statues of people who have done bad things. Yeah. This person could be so bad that they have removed all images from the internet. Give us a call, 131060. If you can tell us who Luke McGregor of the past is. Italian Luke McGregor, yes. Luke McGregor. Give us a call. Luke's looking at
like,
don't.
Just like hearing from my ancestors.
Give us a call.
131060 is the number. We'll do it next.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Bickers is away today, so Luke McGregor is filling in and we need your help.
Yes, Luke McGregor, of course, always confused for Ginger Meggs, the cartoon character,
yes,
which we just heard from before.
Gets me in a lot of nightclubs, though, so I'm happy to use that fame.
Of course. But there is an ancient Roman statue that looks like you. Now, you've posted it online, and you're slightly afraid that you don't know who the statue is.
I'm a little worried it's someone terrible that maybe I regret.
I don't think there's a lot of statues from the past of people who did bad things.
No, only good things. Yeah.
Oh, it's Carl the Conqueror. What did Carl do?
I think he was invented a public daycare.
We've got Mario here. G'day, Mario. Mario.
Hello.
G'day, mate.
Yeah, good. Mario, Luke's here as well.
Hello, Luke.
Hi, Mario.
Mario, who do you think the statue is of?
Oh, Caligula.
Caligula. Now, Mario, what did Caligula do?
Oh,
it's quite a bit of a nasty man.
not a lot of bit of charity work, maybe. Helped out at the hospitals.
Whilst wearing towels,
yeah. Yeah, okay. I've got a note here saying Caligula got assassinated for being a weirdo creep, and that is.
I'd say no, he is, but.
But that's one side of the story.
Okay, I think we've got some people who maybe think it is someone else. Let's go to Paige. G'day, Paige.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Paige.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Hope you've got good news.
Yeah, so I did a quick Google Pixel search, fancy phone, and it told me it's the Emperor of Trajan Decius. D-E-C-I-U-S.
Trajan Decius. He was I've got a bit of information here on him, Paige. Did you find out anything?
Does that mean I might have some land that's owed to me or something? Or if we're related?
Maybe.
I should hear his bio first.
It told me that he was just an emperor early on and that he died by drowning in a swamp.
That's classic Luke.
That's why I avoid him. That's why you don't get any.
We've got a picture of him here. Luke, have a look and see if you think that is the same guy.
Okay.
You've got.
Yeah, I mean, he's got short hair, but I don't. He looks a lot older.
Yeah, but people age. Like that statue itself is not.
So he's not only famous enough to get a statue built of him, he's famous to get multiple statues of different ages built of him.
Well, he was an emperor for some time. It doesn't seem like there's any real bad stuff.
Okay.
Was the emperor the guy that got to do the thumbs up, thumbs down in Gladiator?
I think so, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The power that you would have yielded back then. And what power do you hold now?
My mum and dad used to own a real estate agency. So don't mess with me.
Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. We got Luke McGregor filling in the Savo. And guys, we are looking for Australia's tennis hopefuls and woefuls.
Yes, we are. We're playing a great game which involves $5,000 for one lucky listener. Luke McGregor, how are you on the tennis court?
I am terrible.
That's fine. Can you hit the ball over the net?
I can hit the ball.
Yeah.
I actually did nude tennis once.
Nude tennis?
Yeah, for the doco I did on sex ages ago, I went to a nudist colony and we played nude tennis. So we wore shoes, but no other clothes.
Why is there always activities? Because I went to a nude colony and I canoed.
Well, really? Yeah.
And that wasn't even meant to sound as funny as it did.
Canoed. I was so confused.
You want to go canoeing with me?
My biggest regret is now that I have to get a skin check. I never used to have to get a skin check, you know, to check for moles on my genitals because I never were exposed to the sun. Whereas now I've got to pull my pants down because I've been nude.
Because of one game of nude tennis.
It was a lot of sun.
Bro.
And well, you got to be, I just got to be sure.
A lot of sun and a moon. Am I right? Anyway, all you have to do is be able to hit a ball over the net. And then if it knocks down one of the cans, the one that happens to have $5,000 in it, that money is all yours. It's all thanks to Tennis Australia. If you want to get involved, head to carrieandtommy.com.au next. Up though, we're going to talk, hair and the drastic surgery that either myself or Luke is definitely undergoing.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home. But no Bickers today. We got Luke McGregor filling in.
Yes, and Bickers is scared of going bald, and so she wanted to talk about that. And in her absence, I still want to keep the topic alive.
Happy to fill in.
Yes. McGregor, what happened?
Well, my family's got a history of going bald.
Mm.
And
is it something I've never known with baldness? Is it a thing that skips a generation? Is it constant?
I always thought it skipped a generation, which means I'm the generation that it skipped to.
Okay, yeah, right. It's landed on you.
It's landed on me, if that's the case. And so I just talked to my dermatologist, who I see every morning to get a skin check. If my hair's receding, is there anything I can do now to sort of prevent it? Or
if it is, but I look at you now, it's hard because I see you often, but I don't think your hair is receding.
I'm sort of nervous that it might. So sure. I just raised it as, you know how I like to feel anxious all the time?
Of course.
And sometimes I run, sometimes I run out of reasons to feel anxious, yes. And I like to add one.
Yeah, yeah. And also I'm sure stress, stress induces, like it does with everything, it speeds up that situation. And so stressing about the receding.
So she said you can take a tablet, which has the unfortunate effect of it does regrow your hair, but it also regrows all of your hair. So you become more puby.
More puby. Which actually, to be fair, I have heard criticisms of you, which people will say, love Luke. So funny. Such a kind soul. But very pubic.
I get that a lot when I go to Macca's and things like that.
Yeah.
you're going to speak up, Mr. Pubic.
But isn't one of the traits of baldness is because you have too much testosterone? So wouldn't you, which means you go bald in the head, but your body actually is already more hairy. Yeah. So you're going to get even more pubic.
I think they're going to have to throw out a lot of that science when they meet me.
Yeah.
The other option is you can get needles in your head.
What, to replace hair?
No,
to
stimulate the growth again.
Oh.
So it's like waking your hair up. It's like, hey, buddy,
wake up.
It's like you're shaking the hair awake, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I love to be woken up. Needles.
Needles in the head.
Yes.
So I'm a little nervous just because I'm worried if, I don't know if there's side effects and maybe.
What, to getting thousands of needles in your head?
I'm sure
no
it's
way.
Fine.
No way. I've seen a couple of things. So I've seen a dude who his head was tattooed and it looked incredible. Like, obviously, it's tattooed only to the point where, as if you had a shaved head.
So it wasn't a flaming skull? Like, no. A lady and a dragon with a sword?
No, and they didn't tattoo long hair, like, down his
what a beautiful fringe.
Yeah, tattooed by me. But, yeah, it was just tattooed so, like, he had a buzz cut, and yeah. I didn't know. He told me, and it was great. Another mate, and he hasn't had this done yet, but he was going to go overseas and get a bit of his back hair transplanted onto his head.
Wow, because I thought the consistency, like, it'd be so coarser.
As I say that, I feel like now I've got that wrong, and maybe it was lower down on his neck.
The back of your neck.
Back of your neck.
Or your head, yeah.
And so you do have a bald patch, but it's just the back of your neck, and they've just chucked that.
Yeah.
At the front.
On the front. That's a good idea. Yeah, there'd be a limit to when you'd have to stop doing that, I suppose.
Yeah, it just meets it in the middle. It's got this back of your head. 13, 10, 60. Are you a balding or bald man or formerly bald man who now has a full head of hair? And are there any treatments you've tried? Or women. I don't know why I'm discriminating to men. Have you tried treatments? Have they worked? Give us a call.
13 10 60 is the number.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right around Australia for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We got Luke McGregor filling in for Bickers this afternoon.
That, of course, was your request, that song.
Yeah, I wrote it. I wrote it and I'm glad you guys are getting my music out there.
We are talking about your hair.
Yes, sir.
Because you are worried that your hairline is receding. Just worried about that. I don't think it is.
Well, it's definitely gone back from what it was when I was younger. Like, it's definitely changed since I was a baby.
Yes. We did think, though, when you were a baby, your hair was touching your eyebrows.
It was a lot, yeah. They should have cut it.
Yeah. And so
it's just, you know, can science help?
Yeah.
Let's hear what it can do just in case.
Yes. And we've also opened the phones not just to science, but to basically anything anyone has tried in their backyard. Maybe if they've struck success and they can pass on something.
Like some sort of peanut butter lightning bolt solution. Yeah, I like it. Great. I'm up into it.
That's great. Vulcan, g'day.
How you going?
Yeah, pretty good. What have you got for Luke?
So I haven't had it done, but I know of people who have had it done.
Oh, sounds legit.
they go to Turkey, so Turkey's well known to do this.
Yes,
they
Vulcan.
Hair grafting.
Vulcan, this is where my friend was going to go. Hair grafting. Can you explain it? I was pretty all over the shop. Can you explain it better?
Okay, so apparently from the back of the head, those hairs never fall out. So if you look at a lot of balding men, they've always got hair on the back of their head.
Yes.
Right. So why can't they make that our whole head? You know, just build the head out of that stuff instead of...
Yeah. Well, that's what they do over
I suppose,
Turkey.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Here you go.
They take out the hairs individually from the back of the head and they replant it to the front.
What? Why Turkey? Do they give out coupons or something? I don't understand why people don't do that here.
It's a lot cheaper in Turkey.
Oh.
They do it here too. A lot of surgeons that I know of have had it done here.
Really? Do you know roughly, Vulcan, how much it costs?
So you can go to Turkey with flights and accommodation and the surgery, $5,000.
No! You can't even usually get flights for that. What a package deal.
Yeah, get it done on the plane. See the sights.
Bro, you should do that. Even though you don't need it, it's a bargain.
I mean, I'll just go on a holiday to Turkey. You don't even worry about the hair stuff. It's just a loss.
I've got a theory as to why it only grows on the back of your head.
Yes.
Do you reckon it's because that's where your head rests at night and on the pillow that's stimulating to grow more hair?
Yes.
What if we make a pillow that straps onto your whole head?
And shuffles the whole time.
And it just shuffles away while you sleep.
I can't wait till you work the prototype and in one night you go completely bald. shuffles all the hair out of your head. And then you've got your ticket to Turkey.
Tommy, the worst has happened. And I'm going to have to cancel the Kickstarter.
even my bit that's never meant to go is gone. Yeah. We've sold so many units in advance.
My pubes have fallen out. I don't know what's going on.
Why did you wear a second pillow? G'day, Joe.
Hello, how are you going?
Yeah, living the dream, thanks. What have you got for Luke?
Well, I mean, I had to represent the women.
Good on you, Joe.
but I was in an accident about 8 years ago and I damaged the front of my face, and so they put a titanium forehead in.
Yes.
Oh, so, and so you couldn't grow.
No, so I had a because the titanium was behind and the blood couldn't circulate, so I had a bald patch at the front of my head.
Yeah.
So what the plastic surgeons did was they cut my scalp and they twisted my whole head hair around.
Yeah.
So that the bald patch is now hidden at the back.
Oh, wow. So, Joe, what's it like, now that you're... I'm assuming this was a few years ago, or was this?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How is it now? Does it just feel like normal?
Yeah, it's just normal.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, but they twisted the whole thing. So if it's growing on your neck, maybe you can slice it off and bring it up a bit.
I'll come around on the weekend, Joe, and you can do it.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Bickers is away today, but we're actually giving you more Tommy Little.
Are we?
Yes.
What are we doing?
Catch Tommy Little's new show, Pretty Fly for a Dickhead, at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, March 31 to April 24. Tickets are on sale now.
Grab your tickets. Adelaide, you beautiful people, you went off your little rockers. And I'm very excited for Melbourne and then the rest of the country after that. But Melbourne next week, get in.
Free tickets as well, carrieandtommy.com.au.
Damn. Okay. Mr. McGregor.
Yes.
Up next. You have been watching something, and to be honest, I find it disgusting.
Okay.
And I can't believe...
Sorry, this is some sort of stitch-up?
No, it's not. It's just what you told me you've been watching on your phone.
Okay.
And they're just... I just didn't know that that was your thing. And that's fine, but we'll chat about it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home on your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon. We got Luke McGregor filling in for Bickers today.
Sorry.
Such that, a strong start.
Is that textbook arrogance we've come to know of. Sorry. McGregor, as you know, everybody's favourite segment. On radio, not just this show, on radio historically forever.
On just media in general.
Yeah. In the world is...
Tommy's Cat Chat, Tommy's Cat Chat, there are pussies he'd like to pat. He likes to stroke their whiskers and also feed them biscuits. Now it's time to start Tommy's Cat Chat.
That was a hard one. I didn't realise you were going to make eye contact with me the whole time. Without blinking.
And then I winked.
That's true. You did wink right at the end.
And I said to you before you came in today, I said if you'd like to borrow the favourite segment in the world forever, you can. But what have you done?
I ended up researching snakes.
Okay.
I'm extremely busy, but occasionally I do have time to sit down and watch a massive YouTube documentary about snakes.
3-hour documentary. Okay, let's do this.
Luke Snake Chat, there are snakes he'd like to grab. He likes to give them kisses and also hear their hisses. Now it's time to start Lukey Snake Chat.
Do you love kissing them? It's very dangerous.
And why? Then you just look down at the desk the whole time. You wouldn't even look at me then.
Well, no, it's just can't think of a comeback.
What have you... So you've watched a documentary.
I learned some things that I didn't know about anti-venom and snake venom. So in Australia... We're one of the big distributors of anti-venom. And
I assume because we've got like 7 out of 10 of the most.
A lot of deadly snakes.
Yes. It's useless having anti-venom in a country with no venomous snakes.
Exactly. Like Antarctica has hardly got any.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah. It's really, you have to be the best salesman in the world.
Yeah. Has anyone got any Panadol? No, but we do have.
Well, anti-venom, half price. So because they... A human has to milk the snakes, which is where you put the venom on a jar. And so someone actually has to handle the snakes. And because these snakes are milked regularly for poison and are also bred to be poisonous, the most poisonous, the snakes they handle are like 4 times more deadly than the snake you'd find out in the wild.
Oh, because they breed.
They breed because they need as much venom. Because they need around 15 snakes to get one... dose of or one batch of anti-venom. So the snakes they're physically handling are multiple times more deadly than the ones in the wild.
And I'm assuming it's like any of those movies where they, you know, they go, the snakes are learning and adapting. I assumed if you're getting grabbed by the head, whatever, a few times a day, you start to work out how to avoid the head
and
grab.
They're talking to each other going, so I noticed he goes for his coffee break at 3 p.m. every day, checks his phone. They find our weaknesses.
Bro, I saw footage. You know how they talk about venom coagulating your blood.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I saw footage of that happening, and it was, so they just put the venom in a jar that had blood in it and then just swirled it around, and within 10 seconds, that jar was a hard lump of blood. Oh, and they're like, this is what this snake does to your body.
So question about anti-venom. If you get bitten by a snake, do you have to know which snake you were bitten by?
I believe so, because they, it's kind of like, you know how vaccines sort of prep your body to fight off a disease that might be coming in? Anti-venom, they have to, they need like an animal to prep the antibodies, because there's no way you can get vaccinated against all snakes. It would just be impractical. So they have to
Imagine if they've heard this and just gone, why didn't we think of that? Of course you can.
So I'm just going to go for my 47 snake shots today at the GP. So they I hope I'm remembering this correctly, but basically they'd have like an animal like a horse, and they would, they'd put the horse would create the antibodies, they'd extract those antibodies and then put it in the person who gets bit by the snake.
Did you know a fascinating thing I found out about anti-venom? Because they want it to go in the same way that the snake bite kind of happened, they have a little replica snake head that's got two needles where the fangs are, and they put the anti-venom in that and then tag you on the arm in the same spot.
What if they, what
obviously
if,
that's not true.
That's not true. I was thinking, what if they had an anti-venom snake to get bit by? So the snake's got the anti-venom. So
and he was shy and didn't
just,
want
if you could just step on his tail or tease it. Yeah, exactly.
So this is well and good, professional snake chat. But I would love to hear about everyday run-ins. I want to hear about if you had to get rid of a snake, if you had to handle it. I always hear stories about you shouldn't run over snakes because they can go up into your wheel arch and then into your car.
Oh, and apparently the snake handling trade is quite robby. People get robbed. People steal snakes because it's quite lucrative, apparently.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that there are cases of snake handlers dropping snakes into people's houses and then coming over.
Oh, they wouldn't be very good handlers.
No, but then going, like, who are we going to call? The one snake guy in town.
That's
weird.
Like the Ghostbusters. Yes.
And then he walks in and the snake goes, hey, Kevin. And he's like, shut up.
I told you to take your lanyard off.
131060, bit of snake chat. Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right around Australia for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Bickers is away today, so we got Luke McGregor filling in, and we are doing this.
Luke Snake Chat, there are snakes he'd like to grab. He likes to give them kisses and also hear their hisses. Now it's time to start Lukey Snake Chat.
Sorry, just holding eye contact weirdly there. You have watched a snake documentary and are fascinated and want to know about actual encounters that people have had in the real world.
I do.
G'day, Cass.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, hi, Cass. So good. Cass, what happened? Tell us about your snake encounter.
We used to live on a large property and coming home from school, we used to ride our bikes. Red belly, black snakes, we used to run over them with the bikes.
Oh.
Anything with a red belly doesn't sound like it'd be very good to interact with.
No, fun now, but scared shitless.
Are they super poisonous? Are they bad?
No, they do hurt, but we weren't lucky. We were lucky enough not to get bit, but yeah,
they never stole the bikes off you, Grand Theft Auto style.
Yeah, we moved on to horses.
Cass, like I mentioned, you ran over horses on your bikes.
No.
when you ran over them, like I said about the car wheels, did they ever flick up into you?
One did, but my brother, he was behind. Yes, yeah, it wasn't as bad as the mad cows, I must say.
You tried to jump cows as well?
No.
These snakes are too easy. We've got to move on to cows.
Good on you, Cass. Thank you. Who else you got there, Luke?
We've got, let me just put on my glasses.
Sorry.
Karen?
No, Sarah. We got Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
We do have Karen next, but we got Sarah. Sorry, bro. I thought I didn't. G'day, Sarah.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, we're going well here, Sarah, but do you want to join Snake Chat?
Yeah, just wanted something from a safety perspective. They no longer need to know the type of snake. So if you, for the anti-venom, it's just got like a coverall. So if you get bitten, you don't need to stick around or have anybody trying to find the snake, which could be like more dangerous.
Yes. You don't need to try and shove the snake in your backpack to bring it to the emergency ward.
Yeah. they'd probably kick you out.
Yeah, it was this one.
They've just got like a coverall kind of anti-venom now.
That's Sarah, great.
Is that new?
I'm not sure how new it is, but okay. It's just the way it's done now. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Good on you. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Let's go to Karen. Karen. G'day, huh? Karen.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, good. Me, you are. Karen, where was the snake?
Well, it was actually in my son's bedroom. He had two doors to his bedroom.
Yeah.
One was open to the garage that he'd hop on his push bike and ride down to the back shed and back. And what? He'd have the other door to the lounge room.
Yeah.
So this day he's left them both open and a red-bellied black's decided to come in and hop in his school bag.
Oh, my God.
In his bag.
A snake who just dreams of learning education.
So he's come back in and he's picked up his bag and realised it's in there, jumped on his bed and yelled out to me.
Of course.
Oh, my God.
So being a responsible parent I am, I looked and said, yep, definitely a snake. And closed the door and left him in there.
Good on you.
Nice. And he's still there. Never found out what happened.
No. He's a builder now. He's on roofs building all the time.
Oh, that's good. Stay high up.
Yeah, as far away as you can. Thanks, Karen. G'day, Sarah.
Hello.
Welcome to Snake Chat, Sarah.
Thank you.
What happened?
I was just, this is like 17 years ago, I was just gardening. We live on a farm in Western New South Wales and I was outside gardening and I thought that I had hit my arm on a bush that I had just cut off. And then I looked down and there's this big snake slithering away.
Oh, my God.
Brown, like a brown snake. Whoa. And it was a really hot day. It was like 45 degrees. And I went inside. My husband's underneath the air conditioner. And I said, I think I've just been bitten by a brown snake. And so him and the guy that worked for us went outside and they're looking in the garden. And then he looked up and went, did you say you've been bitten? And then it was like, you know, all about him taking me to hospital then, which was like an hour away.
Had you been bitten?
Yes,
that's a very casual calm reaction. I'd be more worried.
Well, they swabbed it and said it was definitely, I'd definitely been bitten and it was definitely a brown snake.
Oh
so, yeah,
gosh.
I just had to stay in ICU overnight. But there was, apparently they can make a decision, like the snake.
Yeah.
Can, if you just disturb it, they can give you a little whack. But if they're threatened, that's when they'll inject venom. That's what I was told. So whether that's correct or not, I don't know.
They
so
can
I was
give you like the half flush on the toilet.
A warning tap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good on you, Sarah. Thank you. Is this making you more or less into snakes?
It's actually making me more into snakes because knowing the snakes have the courtesy to give you a little warning tap.
Yes.
That's lovely. You know?
Angela, g'day.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Was someone given a little warning tap?
Luckily, we didn't get a warning tap.
Yeah.
But we were camping on Yarra River at Warrandyte.
Yeah.
And we were swimming there. We had 10 kids in the river on the rapids. We were moving the rocks around, so making a lot of noise. And one of the kids goes, holy crap, there's a snake coming. And it was a brown snake swimming in the water.
Oh my gosh.
Towards us. And it was so fast.
It's awful too because you think, okay, I'm in the water now, but they can swim. If one day on the news they go, everyone,
yes.
Snakes have learned to drive.
So vulnerable.
That'd be really fun.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Bick is away unwell today, but we got Luke McGregor filling in.
I wish you'd told me earlier.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm halfway through the show.
I've only just realised.
I apologise. Yeah, I've been wearing a wig the whole time.
I just thought your eyesight had gone a bit bad, Bickers.
But Carrie and Tommy are the Bevy Bandits, all thanks to Hairy Dog. And coming up soon, guys, we're going to chat to the next person you're visiting at the party.
Yes,
tonight.
Which will be fun. But up next, I'm just making an interesting decision. I found out something about the food that is sitting in front of me, and it may potentially be dangerous. And I thought rather than finding out before I eat it, I'm just going to start eating it now. And then we're going to find out what is potentially wrong with it next.
Okay. Sounds like a great idea.
Because you're not eating it.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy, but no Bickers today. We've got Luke McGregor in with us.
Yes, the gorgeous Luke McGregor is here. Now, forgive me, I have my mouth full because I'm eating my lunch, which producer Annabelle, who was in here, as I ordered from the cafe, she said to me after I'd ordered the food, she said, oh, I should tell you what I found in my... Actually, no, don't worry. And I said, what? And she said, oh, I should tell you why I don't get food from here anymore. Actually, no, don't worry. And I'd already ordered. And I have now started...
And you just moved on. You're just like, okay, I'm not worrying.
That's fine.
Don't worry about it.
I've now started eating it. Annabelle, would you like to tell us what you found in your food, which I am currently consuming?
Yes, he remembers.
I remember this.
Oh, no. Is it bad?
It's pretty bad. Oh.
McGregor, yeah. If you'd heard this, like if you'd heard Belle say that to me, would you eat it?
Well, as soon as she said, oh, don't worry, mate, the food had already been in a garbage can.
Cafe burnt to the ground.
Yeah. Turned it over the counter.
So I'd ordered something very similar to you, except
great.
I didn't get the chicken, I got the falafels.
Gross, but sure.
And I reckon I was like 3/4. It actually makes me feel sick thinking about it. Mm. I reckon I was 3/4 of the way through.
About where I'm at now?
No more.
Okay.
And I found a really thick pube.
Oh!
So thick it had like a white tip on the end.
Oh, like it had been plucked.
Yes.
Ugh,
that bit of hair that like.
Yeah.
So like a bit of human body in
yes.
it.
Yes.
Oh.
And I just, yeah, no, I felt so sick for the rest of the day. The whole salad had to go out. And I still get coffee from there, but I don't get food.
They're known for their pube-free coffee. So it's very disappointing to know their food's got pubes in it.
I should have asked for no pubes in hindsight. How did you know, when you say a thick pube, like.
It was curly.
It was probably worse because it was covered in the salad dressing as well.
Yeah.
It was real.
Yeah, I showed it to Jesse.
Yeah.
So it does make
I still finished my lunch that day, mate. So no, not holding a grip.
Someone in the world right now has the world's thickest pubes, and we may never know who that person is.
Oh, I think we know where they work, though.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Luke McGregor is filling in for Bickers this afternoon.
Party rock!
Having a party, party.
Yeah.
Having a party, party, party.
Here come the Bevy Bandits, got a party, they will hit it. Bevy Bandits, Carrie and Tommy are the Bevy Bandits.
Be your own bartender with Hairy Dog, the largest range of alcohol online. Delivered to your door, hairydog.com.au.
And when I think Bevy Bandits, I think one Luke McGregor. Bro, you might not know, but we are providing the bevies for parties around this beautiful country of ours, thanks to the wonderful folks at Hairy Dog. And Jane is one of those people having a party. G'day, Jane.
Hey, Tommy. Hey, Luke. How you going?
Hi, Jane.
Jane.
I'm good, thank you, by the way.
Hey, Jane, firstly, what party is it?
It's my festival of 50.
Jane, you don't sound a day over 21.
Oh, so lovely.
Jane, because they've called themselves the Bevy Bandits, I'm worried they're going to go to your 50th and actually steal drinks from you.
No one can steal drinks. They all stay.
Hey, the festival of 50, what else does it entail?
So it's a whole weekend of just celebrating my 50th.
This is great.
So I've got friends, I've got family, I've got more friends, I've got friends bringing the animals. So it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful weekend for me.
Have you kept it like a 50 theme? Like you've only invited 50 people?
No. No.
Jane, something excited me about what you just said, which is not the usual that you hear with a party. People are bringing animals?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we lost our dog a little while ago, so we thought if everyone brought their animal, then we could have a little people and dog party.
Steal one of theirs. Good idea. Is it just dogs or are there any other animals thrown in the mix?
No, just dogs.
Okay. Do you have any request for a drink of choice or a cocktail? What's your favourite thing that we can help and bring to you?
I would don't mind a pina colada.
Yeah, great.
Very cliche. Feels
like holiday, right?
Yeah. I actually don't mind a bit of a spiced rum either.
Ooh. We are on board. What can we expect? Is it going to get a bit loose?
I think it has a whole bunch of animals. I think it's going to be very, very tame. I don't think there'll be much cleanup afterwards either.
No, they can all stay outside. It should be fine.
Okay,
so, no, I'm hoping it'll just be a fun night.
Great. Do you tear up a dance floor, Jane?
I do, yes.
Fantastic.
But I'm not a very good dancer, but I like to think I am, but I'm not really.
No, that's great. That's everybody. Would you like to ask Luke about his signature dance move?
Hey, Luke, what's your signature dance move?
I thought you were going to ask that. it is where you upside down and you spin on your head, but I do it without a helmet.
Right.
I always wondered if, you know how some people can do backflips, right?
Yeah.
My dad reckons he just tells me stuff from when he was a kid because he was a farmer as a kid and he just makes up stuff. So I was trying to learn to do a backflip on a snowboard and my dad just out of nowhere, the most unathletic man in the world, just goes, I used to be able to do backflips.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like,
doesn't have to prove it.
He said we'd be putting the hay out for the cows and then we'd just backflip off the truck.
Ah, before it was cool. Before I had proof on socials. I'm scared to learn any sort of move like spin on your head or backflip because I'm worried if I get drunk, I'll try and do it and then I'll really hurt myself. I want to show it off.
Yeah, that is the daredevil attitude of someone who's going to learn to backflip.
I'm sure I could do it, but I just want to choose not to.
Hey, Jane, we can't wait to see you at the party.
Can't wait. Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, Luke. And thanks again to the Hairy Dog.
Be your own bartender with Hairy Dog, the largest range of alcohol online delivered to your door. HairyDog.com.au.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon. Bick is away today, so we've got Luke McGregor filling in.
The sex machine, Luke McGregor, is here. Sorry, you made me call
him.
You see
my LinkedIn profile.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a question on the topic, which is why I brought up the name. I saw a news story today, major breakthrough as male contraceptive pill is 99% effective in preventing pregnancy. Would you take a male contraceptive pill?
Yeah, if it stops me getting pregnant. absolutely.
He's still to come in the show, including up next, we've actually got another saucy question for you. So stick around.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. No Carrie today. Luke McGregor is filling in. So let's do this.
G'day, the guys want to know. They'd like to check in. It's Carrie and Tommy's. What do you reckon?
Reckon. Luke, this is a segment where we get asked a question which has an answer out in the world. We might not have thought about it before, and so we will get asked a question by producer Annabelle. We'll stew it over for a bit, and then we'll find out how close we were to the actual answer.
Gotcha.
Belle, what have you got for us?
Today's question is, what is the average number of dates you have before doing the do?
Before doing the do.
Oh, right. I guess, you know, whatever's the minimum.
Chivalry's not dead, but it is on the timeline. What a question. Excuse me. Hi, Kathy, is it? Kathy, I was just wondering, what is the minimum I have to put in? Do you mean minimum total time? Minimum, because they reckon there is a old thing. I think it was, do you remember the book The Game?
Yeah.
And how that was like a massive thing at the time.
Yeah.
And there was all
these. I remember they said you had to wear like a fancy hat. And then I tried that once. I wore a fancy hat and I'm like, I'm not confident enough to pull this off.
Who's that insecure man in the cowboy hat?
It doesn't want to talk about it.
Hey, nice hat. Shut up. don't look at me.
Please don't bring up the hat.
I wore a fancy hat last week and a dog bit me.
Really?
Yes. And they told me afterwards that. That
was in the game, chapter 5, that warned you about the dog biting. Yeah. You clearly only read the intro.
Someone got a love bite? It quite hurt. So, they were saying in that there's a thing about multiple, going on a date to multiple destinations speeds up the chance because it tricks you into thinking, well, we've had 5 dates when really you've just been to 5 different bars.
Sometimes it's, for me, it's like an anxiety thing, like I'll want to kiss someone just so it's done and then I can enjoy the rest of the date sort of thing?
The person
like,
you're on the date with or just anyone in the room?
Like if I'm in a job interview or, can we just get this out of the way so the tension's gone?
Because otherwise we're going to work together for 3 years. Yeah. We're going to have this awkward.
Exactly. Come on. And every time I go to the photocopier.
You know you want to you from 3 years from now. So what do you, what do you think is standard? First date's not standard, is it?
It hasn't been for me. I remember sometimes I'll get nervous about it because I'm just like, I almost have to be in the mood to think, what if I'm terrible at sex and this person, it ruins my chance at a second date with this person, so I'll delay the sex.
So you're dating them for a year before they realise.
Yeah, like... Yes.
But what about then if
2 years
into
marriage?
What about if you, if you
like once we've got joint assets and I'm happy to do the deed.
A 30-year mortgage.
As it's over after 30 seconds, I've taken half your stuff. I've given you a bit of me. I'm taking a lot of you. But what if it ends up being your idea of terrible ends up being amazing, and then you wish you'd gone earlier?
Yeah, so
I mean, no man has ever wished they'd gone early. But
so you mean they're like, we could have been enjoying all this sex.
Yes.
But we didn't have sex for 6 months.
And surely there is a risk that the person's going to go, oh, he's not into me. He hasn't even tried to sleep with me.
That's true.
I would have thought average would be around 3 or 4.
Is that, I mean, we've got, is that a sort of the consensus in the room here? Is that what we're thinking? Is that?
Well, Sonda said, so our boss of this show, I'll keep in mind that, she said, oh, just get it over and done as soon as possible off air.
I don't want to waste my time dating someone if there's no sexual chemistry. Let's just bang.
But do you think sexual chemistry is hard to create when you've got
not
a woman
me,
staring
baby.
You in the eyes and going, get it done?
I've approached Sonda with my 12-month dating plan and she rejected me right off the bat.
Son, do you think 3 or 4 is standard?
I think that's really conservative. I reckon it's 2.
If you're
conservative.
If you're
some people get married without
it. If you're going on a nighttime date, though, if it's a daytime date.
Oh, if it's a daytime date, it's infinity dates before you see them. No one's having sex in the daylight for the first time, are they?
After our museum tour, you want to go?
Oh, that was a good coffee. I need to have a dump. But then after that, would you like to perhaps copulate?
Very sexy word, copulate.
The old pop and copper. So what do you reckon?
I'm going to say 3.
Okay, then I'm going to go on the slightly more conservative side of that and I'm going to say 4. Bell.
Okay. So according to a study in 2017 from one.com.
You can say condom.
Can I?
I think it's creepier when you whisper it.
Yeah, it's worse.
Especially
after
then
you fill your head
date.
With what it could be.
And they say, should I grab a condom? You'd be like, sorry?
Yeah. Why have you brought a condom to the museum?
Just in case.
Well, anyway, according to that website, men reported waiting about 5 and women reported waiting closer to 9. So the average is 8.
So who are the men sleeping with after 5 if not women?
Lower average.
Yes, I get it. Now
that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.